Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Talk radio show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
It ain't for everybody. Welcome to Hollywood, baby.
Let's not even talk about it.
Let's do it.
TM Hyman Radio Live.
We are TM Hyman Radio Live 905. Hey, we amp, we ready. Hey, we back. What it do, folks? Hey, we had a real good rest. But we back up in here. It's your Hip Hop Informer coming to you live out of Tampa tonight. Hey, I am Michael Brown, the young man laid to rest today in Ferguson, Missouri. And we about to get it popping. We are back on the airwaves to a tragic, tragic story with Michael Brown, a teen shot to death by a police officer in Ferguson, Missouri. Michael Brown was laid to rest today, but the tension over his death is hardly over. I'm glad that they're no longer rioting. I'm glad that the looting is over. The destruction of property, folks, us acting out, that really solves nothing. Other people got shot in the midst of our frustration and chaos. Thousands attended the funeral today, including Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, Tom Joyner, and many others. A public opinion is divided over the officer, Darren Wilson, who for some reason has generated a lot of revenue. People are supporting it. They've set up websites. I don't want to go off on a tangent too much right now. I do support it. I do understand it, but I don't support it. I do know we all have perspectives. I just don't understand how he has generated just as much revenue and cash as the dead teenager. Don't quite get it. But first, all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Give it up, Madam CeeLo Boston. Hey, what up, Ma? Welcome to the show.
Well, good afternoon in the morning time. What's up? Going on. We have to talk about this. This is a mess.
Oh, we going to talk about it. All the way from Itty Bitty Plant City, she here. She's hot. Chocolate. What up?
I am also. Actually, my kids would be.
I am Michael Brown. All the way live from the DMV by way of Mount Vernon, NY. That dude. James, what up, dude?
That's right. Get it right, keep it right, Mount Vernon, and why? Square. We back in this BIE's niche, you know?
We are absolutely up in here. And but before we go in, hey, I just want to shout out In Touch News, who's bringing the Power Couples Ball to the Grand Hyatt Tampa, September the 6th, 2014. Hey, the tickets are $75 per person. Who will be this year's Power Couple 2014? Last year, attorney Daryl Roussan. What's up, attorney Roussan? That's my dude. He's a representative of the state of Florida, representing the legislature up there. He and his beautiful wife, Angela Roussan, was the 2013 Power Couple. Who will be this year's Power Couple? Hey, I need you all to jump on it. Admission, $75 per person. Won't you give Tampa Bay Tammy a call at 813-842-3212. Call them today to get your tickets for the Power Couple Ball, Saturday, September 6th, Grand Hyatt, Tampa. Hey, I am Michael Brown, and I'm telling you, I've laid in the bed, and I've just kind of watched all of this. I mean, we're just off the cusp of Trayvon Martin. We're just off the cusp of Tyler. Tyler, wasn't it Tyler? Am I getting it wrong? Was it Taylor? Taylor, what was
Taylor.
Taylor's name out
Taylor.
In Kansas?
Taylor,
who was shot six times with his daughter sitting in the passenger seat out in Kansas. And here we are. Michael Brown, and what I thought was awesome, in the midst of all of this frustration and looting and chaos and other people getting shot, what I thought was real awesome was Trayvon Martin's parents standing alongside them today in Ferguson, where over 4,000 people showed up for this young man's funeral. I mean, what are you
Absolutely.
All feeling? Because I'm frustrated by the looting in the showing out of us, because, I mean, I get the boycott and I get the marching. I mean, but we took it too damn far out there in Ferguson, in my opinion.
I'd have to agree with that. I can't condone destruction of my own neighborhoods and my own communities to make a point. Like, what point is that making for me living in that same community or my family living in that same community that I've just destroyed because I'm angry about something? That's not really the way to voice your frustration to me. It does no good. It served absolutely no purpose.
Well, I mean, I think that if the people had access to do it in other ways, they probably would have. I mean, you destroy what's closest to you. They weren't going to walk outside of their neighborhood to go destroy something else.
People came
from outside of their own neighborhoods into Ferguson to tear up stuff.
True.
They didn't know who it was at the time.
It still doesn't, you know, dispel the fact that we came from another community. I get your point. I get the point you're making. They were frustrated.
What occurred with these last couple of days or these last couple of weeks, what occurred is the same thing that happened over and over and over again. How many times do we have to march? How many times do we have to tear up shit? How many times there have to be casualties of wars in the middle of our street? When will it stop?
Before it brought about some change. That's the point you're making.
Right. Because it's like people do only what they know how to do. You can't ask.
What's changing, though? What has changed by all of the destruction by way of our frustration?
That's my point.
What has changed in Ferguson?
I think that this awakened our teenagers, so the ones that are paying attention or being made to pay attention, because it's them that it could have very well been any of them. My brother, my youngest brother, falls in that range of having to have those special, they don't have to have those same conversations. They can question, they can do what they want, but not our kids. We have to act right in front of Mr. Charlie, act right in front of the white man.
I mean, but that's not new. I can tell you that my mother absolutely prepared me as a young man that I needed to not show my ass in the street because, guess what, I would be treated differently. That's not new.
That's what I'm saying.
We live in America. We live in America.
Yeah, right.
But when does it stop?
It's not new.
When does it stop? I mean, what are we going to have to do to get the, I guess, the attention in the manner that's necessary if they already devalue our lives as it is, as you can see? You know what I mean? What are we going to have to do to get to catch your eye? You know what I'm saying? The silent protest and the Freedom Riders thing. You know, I was watching The Butler the other day. You know, the strategic methods that was used back in the 60s to kind of, you know, turn the tide or whatever. You know, it's a new day and age right now. Like, I agree with both sides of the story, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's like, you know, like CeeLo said, what else can we do to express ourselves but maybe act a little foolish for the time being? But I know it doesn't solve anything, and I don't agree in the rioting and all of that stuff like that. But, I mean, you know, then we can't just sit back and just, you know, not say nothing and not feel nothing and not, you know what I mean?
I'm not saying to do that.
No, I understand, but how do we get organized, you know what I'm saying, in order to do it? But we have, how are we going to do it in the tactful manner that we're going to have everybody shooting out of all cylinders? You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, when you talk, if you talk this kind of talk to your average 15 to 17-year-old, they ain't trying to hear that.
At all.
You know what I'm saying? They ain't trying to hear nothing you talking about. I'm not saying all of them. A majority of them that are out there lost in the sauce right now. They're not trying to hear nothing you talking about. Like, let's just come together
Oh, okay, but guess what, Saber? I don't mean to cut you off, bro. And coming up at 9:20, we got Eddie Lotto coming up at 9:20. But you just made a good point. You just said the youth today ain't trying to hear it. That's the problem, because
right.
they not really trying to hear anybody. Guess what? The law got something that's gonna make them hear. Hey, we're going to pause, come right back. It's 9:15. Again, coming up 9:20, Eddie Lotto. We're talking about a disturbing situation that's impacting African-American males specifically in this country. Hey, I am Michael Brown.
You are listening to the best at it, providing you with quality entertainment, inspiration, and information. We are TM Hyman Radio.
I keep Nino around, and the small on my back takes some shit go down. Right under my Hermes, I'm hearing the word is me. I'm a P-I-M-P, I let Trey hear some, then Dre hear some, and pass it to the homies till we all get done. Can't comprehend what this about. Police coming.
You like smoking, you
out.
Got me high.
No making it, won't put it down. I'm feeling like I'm up in the clouds.
To me, you got me feeling like you just rolled up for me. You like smoke,
you got me high. Ooh, I'll make your love come down. One time, had it ever come down.
What the fuck you done to me? You got me feeling like it just rolled up for me like smoke.
Shorty hot, she full blown, she hot now. 100 degrees, that's with or without the top down. But when she gets to work in her hips, you know the temperature rise. Oh Lord, soon as she sees the dick in her thighs, she like the stones in my cross, she flawless. I'm thinking, damn, why would God give one woman all this? You know I got the kind of conversation to make her feel like she need me. It's complicated, my occupation pimping ain't easy. Back, I stack racks on racks and racks. Back when I was pumping, now my cars are black. Get on my level, bump with the big dogs. If I want it, I buy it, I don't care what the cost. Luther said it, a house is not a home. Without her, I had him on a Greyhound filled up with. But what she show me, what she do for me has no limit. Her wanting is temporary.
You like
show,
smoking,
gonna get it.
You got
what's
me
up?
High.
I'm making
her
boom, put it down.
You got me feeling like it just rolled up for me like smoke.
Everybody showing the love, she hit the dough. Turn this down, that's fire in the hole. I'm trying to hit it and hit it, don't want to pass it. Got me addicted, I'm tripping like where the stash at?
Hyman Radio Live, 9:22 p.m. in Tampa Bay. Hear your girl, Hot Chocolate, joined by T.M. Hyman himself, Save James, Madam Cecil, Boston, my crew, my team. Also joining us, new member of the team, always family, Eddie Lotto on the line. Welcome
Hello.
To the show.
Hello.
What up, bro?
Now,
hey, we got Toya. Toya, actually, before Eddie Lotto, Toya then stepped into the booth live.
Wow, hey, Toya.
And she got the finance segment, but she actually on the mic back with us prime time. What up, mama? Eddie Lotto, what's
poppin'? I ain't nothing, man. You know me, staying out the way.
Well, we're about to bring you in the fold real quick because we would like to know how you feel about our topic tonight, which is I am Michael Brown. Again, once again, rest in peace to the young man and our condolences to his entire family and his friends. But Eddie Lotto, we want to know how you feel about the way our frustrations, I guess, are being voiced and exhibited by members of the community there in Ferguson.
It's twofold for me. For me, I'm going to be honest. Like, sometimes wreck needs to happen. I mean, fighting and stuff, but some of that stuff is necessary to get a point across. But in this particular case, you know, I really don't want to go too far much in it, how I truly feel, but just to just say I'm not happy with the situation, and I wish that they would have handled that a whole different manner to respect the man's memory. Now,
yeah,
the, you know, looting and all of that is different when it's for a protest, but people starting to loot, stuff like that, take advantage of the situation and stuff like that. So I don't agree with that part of it, but the protest part, you know, the bus got to stop somewhere, you know, and that's
absolutely
pretty much it.
Absolutely. Now, Toya, bring us in real quick and give us your comment. Let us know how you feel about that. Is she on the line with us still?
Who's that? Maybe not.
Toya.
Maybe not.
We okay.
can roll right into
that's
the fine,
yeah.
We in, got yep. info we need to know about.
There you go.
Yeah, for real.
Eddie Lotto.
I'm here.
All right, so let me tee this up. A couple of weeks ago, Eddie Lotto came on the show and he shared the Blue Line Money Train. The Blue Line Money Train is a new group on Facebook. Check it out. You'll see that in a few weeks, it's popping. People all over the country now seeking out Eddie Lotto for his insight and his system. I want the same hookup you gave Save, because Save told me that he hit a few times off of your system. We want the system. Give it up.
I'll take a double, please.
Well, right now, man, we're in the transitional period where we really just trying to help people win the lottery. And at the same time, we just want to make sure everybody understand that everything happens for a reason. Nothing has anything to do with luck or
What do you mean help people? So let me just put it in perspective. What do you mean when people say, when people just hear you say, I want to help people win the lottery? Why would you want to help people win the lottery, and how is that possible?
Because I've been a loser before.
I know that's right.
I know what it's still like to be a loser.
That's deep.
So how is it possible? What is the system of showing people how to win the lottery? Because it sounds like a scam. It sounds like a trick. What's the system?
It's not that.
The difference between me and the rest is, like, I gave it away for free, man. I gave out over 100 hits, man, all over the country. And this is not a joke. It's not a game. It's serious. You know what I'm saying? That's the difference between me and all the rest. You can reach out and touch me. You know what I mean? I'm not hiding behind a whole bunch of corporations.
What do people have to do to get the information? What do people have to do to get information?
They have to, on September the 1st, we will be launching BlueFlameMoneyline.com, and you will be able to go there and learn whatever you need to learn. It'll be everything you want, all on one site. You can go there.
And so is it a free website? Do you have to subscribe?
No, it's not free. It's a membership website. It's a membership website. It's not free. I've done my benefits. I've proven to the public that it works. So therefore now, you know, it's my turn just to, you know, give back to the community. But at the same time, I've already done it and proven it works for free. What nobody else has done, I've done. I've talked to over 250-something people. Literally had a conversation.
And Save James is a witness right here on this show. Save followed some simple steps. He was aggressive. You know, when we got off the show, my brother called me and was like, you know, Save James is serious. I was like, yeah, he's serious. He's trying to get to Miami.
Tell him what happened, though, Save. Why you didn't go to Miami, Save?
Nah, because I didn't play. I didn't play.
He played, but he didn't play the right number.
The right set, right. That's what I'm saying. That's the thing about it. It's like, well, I know we don't have a lot of time, so I'll be quick. There's a certain method to it they're going to teach you how to do, and you got to follow it. You got to be able to look at the numbers from a couple months back to follow the pattern. And then when he lets you know that, look, these pairs or these numbers are going to do to show up, he's not lying. Because, like, the times that I didn't play, they came out. Some of them came out straight. Some of them came out boxed. But it's just all in your dedication and following up with it. But, I mean, you know, if you pay attention to what he's got to say, you're going to hit eventually. I mean, it's not going to be long, neither. Like, when I got serious about it, like the first week that I got serious about it, I hit probably like 2-3 days in. And that same week, I hit like 2 or 3 times. Shit, I just hit Saturday. I ain't played yet, so it's a week.
Ladies and gentlemen, you got Eddie Lotto hanging out with us right now. Eddie Lotto, you can check him out on Facebook, Blue Flame Moneyline. Blue Flame Moneyline. Website, when would the website be up? Give him the website address one more time.
The website will be up September the 1st. It's under construction right now. If you want to just take a peek at it, it's under construction right now with our logo, you know. And you can go up there and just get a peep at it. right now, but it's under construction. September the 1st, we're raising the lid, and we already got over 25 commitments. So we just like, you know, I've proven it works. I've made a lot of people wonders. You know what I'm saying?
A proven system that works, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, hit him up on Facebook, and he's going
to
come back
and
share tips.
Request to Eddie Lotto.
Periodically with us. One more time. Go ahead.
Just send a friend request to Eddie Lotto on Facebook, and that's all you need. That's your first step to financial independence.
To financial independence, I think that's a great segue into what's coming up at 9:45. We got our finance segment coming live out of Delaware with Toya. That's Newark, Delaware. Hey, tonight's topic,
Newark.
I am Michael Brown. We'll be right back. It's 9:30.
Too much light in this window. Don't wake me up. Only coffee, no sugar. Inside my cup. If I wake and you're here still, give me a kiss. I wasn't finished dreaming about your lips. Don't wake me up. Don't wake me up. Don't wake me up. Don't wake me up. Don't wake me. Don't wake me up. Don't wake me up. Don't wake me up. Yeah. Don't wake me up.
Mr. Eddie Lotto giving us the drop on the numbers. Look, but tonight we've been talking about I Am Michael Brown, and the team was laid to rest today in Ferguson, Missouri. I'm still stuck on why the police officer has not been charged yet.
Yo, not only has he not been charged, I mean, what I think is crazy is Ferguson government don't give a damn what has taken place, don't care what we think. They're not even sure that he's going to be charged.
True. Yeah. He's not in custody or nothing. He's hiding out somewhere. and that's all. And it's like, it's ridiculous. But that shows the state of how they feel. Like, why should he be charged?
Well,
because, of course, there can't be any credible witnesses out there because they were all black, right? That's bull crap.
I don't know if all of the witnesses were black, but I actually saw, I'll tell you what I saw. I actually saw videotape on CNN from a young African-American girl who actually videotaped at least enough of what had taken place right outside of her window where Michael Brown was laying dead in the street, and the police officer that had shot him was standing over him, frantic, like, what did I just do? She recorded it with her phone, which was confiscated by the police, and when she got it back, she consulted a lawyer. They waited a few days, and then they went to CNN with the footage. I don't know what is taking place, but to me, the government – and Ferguson is like old school America.
Yes.
Just to say the
right
least. To just
they do
keep
what they
it above
want.
Board. And not to make
yes.
it a race issue. Ferguson, Missouri clearly is old town America.
I think that and his shooting was like the fourth shooting of the year or something there. I still don't get it. I just don't get it. And the fact that they let him lay there for 4 hours.
911 is a joke.
Right. There was no ambulance there. There was just police officers walking back and forth and sheriff officers.
Once again, doing what they want.
I want to talk about the support pages that exist. The officer that shot Michael Brown's name is Darren Wilson. Darren Wilson should be charged with murder, in the opinion of, it seems like, most of America. However, there is a segment of America that feels like a police officer would never shoot someone without cause or without reason. They just really believe that.
Right.
Unfortunately, they don't look like us, people who believe that. They don't look like us.
Absolutely.
And so on August the 17th, there was a page created entitled Support Officer Darren Wilson. The page was created by his supporters, of his crowdfunding platform, which is GoFundMe.com. You see a lot of people using GoFundMe for a lot of different reasons. I got a request at work today for GoFundMe. Now, even though Wilson has not been arrested or charged, supporters say the funds will be used to cover his legal fees, quote unquote. So check this out. Within 7 days, the page had raised $234,910, which was collectively given by 5,901 persons.
Wow.
The account was opened on August the 17th. It was closed on August the 27th. August the 22nd after reaching its goal.
Now let's play Martin all over again.
All over.
Now, understand this. A new page was started on August the 23rd. And that page in 2 days raised $130,000 by collectively almost 3,000 people.
Right.
I mean, look, man, the writing's on the wall, man. You can't ignore the pink elephant in the room anymore. I mean, you know, there's always been that divide. That's been there, it's still there. And, I mean, if people in America can't see it, you know, too bad for them. You know, take the blinders off. Because, I mean, this is evident. And it's blatant.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to say just because money was raised that supports racism. That's not what I'm going to say.
But the cause that it's raised for, though.
I want to balance it out and share the amount of money that's been raised on behalf of Michael Brown right now, okay? Because I mean it doesn't match what's been raised for Officer Wilson, but 8,000 people collectively have donated, you know,
$232,828. I honestly didn't even know that there was a fund for Michael Brown. I'm not hearing a lot of active promotion or, information being provided about where to donate for him. So,
And it's not even, I'm going to cut you off, Gina, but it's not even that. I understand you're trying to be diplomatic right now to you or whatever. I know that's your format and that's your MO and everything or whatever like that. But, I mean, come on, man. You know, like, I'm not just a fan of how slapped in the face over this is continuing to be slapped in the same spot. It slapped me in the same place in my face, Duke, and I'm not supposed to, you know what I'm saying? We're not supposed to say nothing back or whatever about that, or it's just not supposed to arouse any kind of emotion. He's telling me that this dude got, you know, they're protecting this guy from going to jail for what he did. So some heinous
clearly.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But it's like, no, I'm not saying you are, and I'm not, you know, I'm not taking that stance or whatever. But it's like, you know, I don't know. But look at what they're raising it for. I just don't, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm talking about, the divide. That's what I'm talking about, with just the genealogy of this whole situation. You know, it's just disturbing, yo.
It is disturbing. It is disturbing, and I think for me, the only point that I'm trying to kind of bring up right now is the fact that money is being generated when charges haven't even been officially done. They're talking about raising money without even knowing if money is going to be required. I think that's interesting. But in any situation, there's always going to be two sides. So I don't think, you know, for me, I'm not trying to be diplomatic right now because we're about to turn this conversation up. We got a whole hour and some change. I'm kind of teeing up to the fact that CeeLo said the man should be charged. The man should have already been charged. She's absolutely right. What is going on in Ferguson right now, for me, where Eric Holder has not already swung the gauntlet and got local government out of the picture? Because, see, this is the bottom line. I understand government, and we can't control what's going on in Ferguson right now. So, I mean, for me, it's like I don't want to move to Ferguson. And because I don't live in Ferguson, I live in Tampa, Florida, where it's just as crazy. But you have to know really your environment. I'm going to put this out there because I've been holding this for me. I'm going to put this out there. Even though we got finance out of Delaware coming up at 9:45, I don't know the full story, right? But what I'm not going to act like is that there wasn't information out there about Michael Brown going into a store stealing something prior to this episode taking place.
Right. But look, the police officer, he wasn't even responding to a call for that. He didn't even know about that.
Okay, so I don't know the full story. But all I'm saying is, right, you have to know how to respond. Parents have to teach their kids how to respond appropriately when they're outside of the house.
Why they can't learn to respect our children anyway? Why they can't respect as human beings? I get what you're saying.
Because we're 93 fifths of a human still. That's never been changed.
And so-called still 12% of the population. It's BS. I mean, I get what you're saying, TM, but they don't even respect us. It doesn't matter how much money we make.
I don't disagree with anything that either one of you just stated. But I think for me, speculating, only based on bits and pieces of information. I'm trying to visualize this situation. Even though it's tragic, I can't wrap my mind around it because I wasn't there. But I don't disagree with anything that either one of you are saying. But when I hear that somebody somebody deliberately, and we saw the video, you know, this is not a little dude. This was a big dude. And we already talk about how, you know, young people today not really trying to hear anybody. You know, I mean, a big dude in a situation, I mean, sometimes I don't care what people say about the police. The police isn't as big and bad. The police isn't as big and bad as people think they are. Sometimes most of those dudes got guns because they were nobody when they was in school, and they scared. And
they're scared.
And so we got to deal with the situation. It's not all about, in my opinion, I don't live in Ferguson. And I've never been harassed by the police in a way that makes me nervous. So I can't relate. I'm only speaking out of my own experience. When I look at the videotape and see the dude's stature, he was intimidating. He was intimidating in stature. And so all I'm saying is, We got to balance out perspective, because nothing justifies what is taking place in Ferguson, not trying to downplay anything. Ladies and gentlemen, coming up momentarily, your finance coming live out of Newark. We're going to pause and go to the phone because we got folks standing by. Area code 252, last four, 2022. We're going to take your comment before we go to break. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. Welcome to the show.
Hey, I'm James calling out of Virginia Beach, Virginia. How y'all doing tonight?
Hey,
what up,
James?
What up, James?
What's your comment tonight, James?
Man, well, pretty much, I mean, the situation in Ferguson is perplexing to me because, I mean, I live in Virginia Beach, and, you know, if the police officers out here, if they were to suspect me of smoking weed, then they would go ahead and charge me. Now, we suspect him of murdering an unarmed man, and we can't get any further result, even with the attorney general standing out here, that whatever the power of the police is or whatever this is, because the government, like we know, is supposed to be all about, you know, the people, and this is by us. And the people say, charge him, and we will chill out if you at least charge him so that he can have his day in court. And this simple thing, a charge. They would charge me if they just thought I was getting high. I would have been charged already. You understand, as a black man. So then they would, and if they convicted me of getting high, they would try to put me in jail for getting high. You know what I mean? Or on probation or some type of penalty or something. But this man has actually taken a life, and we can't even get a full scoop on it. What happened to the first 48 where they're telling us that it's very important to get the information from a murder case or when someone is killed in the first 48 hours. And here we're going on weeks, and we can't get this information because the main suspect is a police officer. This does not show a good image to the rest of the world as to how this American system of government is supposed to work. You know,
and that's why I'm surprised that the Obama administration just hasn't stepped in, because that's what I'm sitting back waiting for. Unfortunately, I'm not surprised. I'm not shocked. I'm just sitting back waiting for something to be done. We're going to pause, come right back. James out of Virginia, stand by. Tonight's topic, okay. I am Michael Brown. We're talking about the tragic situation that's taking place out in Ferguson, Missouri. Hey, Finance up next, live out of Newark, Delaware, with Toya. We'll be right back. 9:49.
Cause I don't need it. All I really want is thing for you, girl. If you let me oversee that we can live in ecstasy, what's good for you is best for me, and I mean it. It's weird because I swear we just met, girl. This is not a feeling that I felt, so I don't really know what happens next, girl. But I don't wanna think about that right now. You're right here with me, and all that I can do is concentrate on your face, your body shape. I swear that
(917) 889-3926, the number to dial. It is 9:51 out here in the D.C. region. It's your boy Faith James. We here with T.M. Hyman Radio Live. We got the whole team with us tonight. We got T.M. Hyman, Lane in the Cut. We got a hot chocolate on the other side of town. Madam CeeLo Boston, strong chin, barbiturate over there. And we got Toya. That is in Newark, D.E., about to bring us a financial piece for tonight. That is, young lady, what we got to do to get our pockets right.
Well, hello, hello. Well, this evening I just wanted to touch on how to keep your pockets right, not just get them right. Once you got them right, what you need to do to protect yourself.
Okay.
So some core advice for you all this evening. First off, protect your life, your loved ones, and your possessions, meaning just make sure you have life insurance in place for yourself and your child or children. And as far as your possessions are concerned, whether you own a home or rent, you should have renter's insurance or actual home insurance for your property. Second, we touch on this a lot, which is spend less than you earn. There are a lot of people out there who are trying to make an impression on people who really don't care about you. So you're spending money frivolously on things that really don't matter. So, you know, you should be saving money and not spending money on things to impress people, because once your money is gone, those people will not be around to help you. So remember, always spend less than you earn. Third, save enough for emergencies. To get started, you should have at least $500 in the bank. Once you have that $500 in the bank, just a small fallback in case there is an emergency, maybe a car breaks down or something of the sort. You should have at least $500 in the bank. Then you're going to work on saving 3 months worth of income, 1 to 6 months worth of income, and then 9 months. And that should include paying rent and or mortgage, any utilities, car payment or insurance, food, and all basic needs. So when they say have 3 months, 6 months, 9 months on hand, that's not just to pay your rent or your mortgage, but that's to pay everything as far as the necessities are concerned to actually thrive and not struggle. And the necessities do not include cable. They don't include a cell phone bill. They don't include a cell phone bill or cable or internet connection. It includes your home, the clothes on your back, your food, and your transportation to get you back and forth to work so that you can keep the roof over your head. Fourth, save for retirement, and you should start saving now for retirement. It's never too early, whether you're 21 or 51, you should be saving money. You know, they always say that the Social Security will not be readily available for us when we get older and it's time for us to retire. A lot of companies no longer offer pension plans and things of that sort. So just make sure that you are saving for yourself. Even if you have to start small and put away $20 a week, something is better than nothing. If you don't know where to start, you should contact a financial advisor, someone who's trustworthy. So you may want to speak to family or friends on how to plan and budget for that. But you should start saving now for retirement. Also have a will and other legal documents together. You should have a standard will in case you die, but a lot of people forget you should also have a living will just in case something happens to you and it leaves you in a situation where you're not capable of making decisions on your own. So a living will tell others what you want in case something terrible happens to you and you can't make those decisions on your own. Also, make sure you have guardianship in place for your children. And you should also, in addition to having guardianship in place for your children, make sure you also have someone look over the money that will be left for them through the life insurance plans that you have in place. And sometimes the person that you have listed as a guardian may not be the best person that's suitable for taking care of the finances as well. So make sure you pay attention to both of those. And lastly, just make sure you have a plan, review it annually, and update it with major events. You should always go over your finances, make sure you have all of your documents in order, make sure that you have all of your insurance plans, things of that sort in order, review it annually, and again, update it with major events. If someone dies, if you get married, if you have children, adopt children, anything that's considered a major life-changing event, make sure that you update the documents and any type of wills and insurance plans to make sure that everyone's included and nobody is left out. So you can get tips like this and other core advice tips through USAA.com and other financial websites. But USAA.com is really good for providing information on any type of life insurance and things of that sort. So that's your core advice for this evening.
Hey, I like USAA. Thank you, Toya, live out of Newark, Delaware, with the finance. Hey, coming up at 10:10, we got Amy News. We'll be back.
When you said it was over, you shot right through my heart. Why you let these hoes tear what we had right apart? Ooh, I was so mad. I could have seen it coming right from the start. You should beware, beware, beware of a woman with a broken heart.
Don't believe them, believe them, cause they don't want to see us together. And you already know you're too fly. But baby, don't get your hair caught in the propellers. I be trying to tell her these hoes jealous. You know they never like it when you never say never. Long hair, red bone, but I put up with hairless. Why? I French kiss it like we in Paris. I be dreaming out. Ain't no woman like the one I got. But she be always worrying about the one I got. She says it's gonna be me, myself, and I. Damn, that'll make me a one-up, one-up. I was so mad. Damn, you used to ride it like a moped. But players fuck up, my bad. And just to keep him crying, I laughed.
When you said it was over, you shot right through my heart. Why you let these hoes share what we had right apart? Ooh, I was so mad. I could've seen it coming right from the start.
Dad.
You should beware, beware, beware.
Brooklyn.
Love a woman with a broken heart.
Let me talk to these nerds. How could I be so stupid? Nah, how could you be so stupid? These hopes like your money. I love you when I proved it. It was like a movie, not the one Tom Cruise in. You kept playing me the bad things, you looped it. Over and over, the shit was the worst. Was the breakup worth me finding lipstick on your shirt? Put them condoms in your wallet, see your dick in them skirts. Who you gon' come home to? This shit gonna hurt. I'ma go back to her own name drop. Or you don't care, you moving on, but with a game stop. You saying that you good, but I think not. If you would shot me and you in the same spot, I gave you all the jazz, that ain't enough, huh? And I know you said you're bad, cause players woke up. Think you gambled with my love, but players, what's up?
When you said Chomp. It was over, you shot right through my heart. Why you let these hoes share what we had right apart? Ooh, I was so mad. I could've seen it coming right from the start. You should beware, beware, beware of a woman with a broken heart. Okay, ski, smoke, sleep, call, miss, text, woke, spoke, lie, feel, Lisa, ill, time, kill, month, still. I got somebody, baby mama, calling me daddy. I drank too much, please call me a cabbie. Penthouse after party, party, want the Addy. Take a ride with us, calling the caddy. Third row, that's when you call, I hit cancel. Really, I hit answer, fuck, I hate when that happens. Phone in my pocket for the whole night, and you heard her beam until my phone died. Then she text me like, why you still talk to my mama? How the fuck you run around with condoms? Why you made me get this tattoo? Man, fuck this tattoo. You the reason I wasn't single in college. What, all because I had you? I don't even have you. I'm supposed to get past you. Then she called the next guy, spilling some real shit. Now they problems that he gotta deal with. When you said it was over, you shot right through my heart. Why you let these hoes share what we had right apart? Ooh, I was so mad. I could've seen it coming right from the start. You should beware, 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 yeah, of a woman with a broken heart.
Tim Hyman Radio Live, thanks for rocking with us this Money Monday. That was Big Sean. It's about 10:02 here on the East Coast. And tonight we're just talking about the messy situation over in Ferguson in regard to the death and killing of Mike Brown.
Word. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. Hey, it's 10:02 right now. Thanks for being in the second hour with us. Listen, this is so real for African Americans that other persuasions sympathize, and they're marching in the streets with us. Mm-hmm. What I think should tell the story about where we are right now in America, talking about, you know, what do we do to bring about change? This is what you saw back in the day, and it brought about change. Folks, we elect people in this country. We put people in office in this country. It's our actions that make a difference, but we got to be smart about it. See, I've never been that dude that's going to really act out when you hurt my feelings. I'm just not that dude. I act out in different ways. See, I find out, you know, people that I can actually touch and impact. If I can't control the situation, then I learn how to deal with it the best I can. And acting out, I learn early, that's just not the way to deal with it. So my philosophy, you know, my platform, my perspective a little different, because I recognize that, yo, you got to be accountable for your actions, because there's consequences for your actions. You can be mad all day long. People are always not going to respect you. You can't control that. You can only control how you respond. People are going to not like you all day long. You can't control that. You only can control how you respond. I learned early in the game, as long as you don't put your hands on me, then I gotta grin and bear it. But when you put your hands on me, when you become physical, that's a different thing, different ball game. People are out of control, spastic, ready to tear it with a SH up because you've put your hands on us. Save said, you don't respect us. We're like a fraction of a person in the mind of some people. Yep. And this is how people respond when they're tired, and when and more than that, when they're sick and tired. Trayvon Martin, Taylor, Michael Brown, and countless others get the media attention that Michael Brown and Trayvon Martin has gotten. I mean, when is enough enough? My response is we have to respond via our actions, but in a healthy, positive way. We have to. Even if we got to get some of these old people out of office and get some new people, some fresh blood in office, it starts with the laws of this land. Until we can control and influence where it matters, we can tear stuff up all day long. But what's going to happen? We going to jail, we dying, and we going back home, you know, with our feelings hurt. We got to bring about change in a productive, more efficient, effective way. That's all I'm saying, America. That's all I'm saying, world.
Yeah. Do it in a manner where it's going to mean something. And also, to take a real stance, do your research on the candidates that you're voting for, and then go vote. Don't just let the lesser of however many evils are up for that political office, you know, be the one to, by chance, fall into office and that be who you, you know, who
something
you back or who you support.
Wrong.
Stand for something.
Yeah.
Something's wrong in Ferguson. Enough people haven't stood up or influenced government in Ferguson for this to be such a problem. I mean, to where
absolutely
they don't even really care. You know, the
yeah,
federal government
and then they'll just
has
pass
to come
it off
in
on someone else. They'll pass it off on
crazy
someone else, like they did the state troopers here, deal with the hoodlums, deal with the people that are going out of control and we don't care to deal with.
They didn't want to be overran.
What'd you say, Sue?
I said they didn't want to be overran. Like, that's what was going on. I mean, the state troopers had to be called in.
It was too late for
and
that.
And the thing is that, yeah, My thing is that spending money outside of our neighborhood.
Because I agree.
The fact is that while everyone is unrest or whatever, the ones that ain't doing nothing, they're still shopping online, buying stuff from these people, these corporations that fund the jail, the prisons and the jails and the, I mean.
Well, everything is so commercialized. We live in such a commercialized society. We live in such a materialistic society, specifically our young people. They're instant gratification, microwave popcorn, you know. They want to be trendy, but they don't want to go to school. I don't understand. Mm-hmm. They don't know how to do algebra, but they want Air Jordans. I don't get it.
They want to be millionaires, but they can't pass math to count money.
Right.
Damn right. And they don't want to learn it. That's
nope.
The thing.
Got
they don't
rent.
Care to
it's
learn.
What do you do with an out of control generation that doesn't want to learn and who's acting out? What do you do? Because let me tell you, outside of your mother and your grandmother and your loved ones, I'll tell you what you do. You deal with them. And it's not
right.
Positive. So
you
got
to be willing to do it, though.
Like, we can't act like this is not an element of what's happening to our children. We can't act like it's not.
Right. Right. I mean, because the thing is that there were young men that died after Michael Brown was killed. There were young men that died a couple of days after that. Same scenario as far as the officer taking it just a little bit too far.
But, yo, let me ask you a question, though. I ain't mean to cut you off, Sheila, but, like, I've been noticing, you know, I stay on the Facebook thing, you know, I check in on it every so often, you know, whatever. But I've been noticing, like, and I want to know if this stuff is, like, fabricated just to, like, because it's, like, trending Well, this is real deal. Well, they keep, like, talking about how, like, in another major city or just, like, another city period, another black man got shot by the cops or got brutally beat or, you know, somebody else got killed. And it's like, you know, there's no light being shed on this stuff. So it leads me to believe that either they really just don't give a damn about what's happening to us, you know, in our neighborhoods, or something really just going on. Like, is this some kind of major distraction to something else that's going on?
Yeah.
Oh,
that we don't know about.
There's a lot of distractions. Someone made a comment the other day on Facebook. They said, as a matter of fact, this was Ben Correll, Bink Dog, producer extraordinaire. Bink Dog posted something that said something to the effect of, what do you all think all this ratchetness is coming from? He made a good point. A lot of the ads and stuff that looks like it's coming into your news feed that's not people, that's a part of your news feed, what do you think that stuff is coming from? It's not us who's uploading that ratchetness and the craziness. It is a plot. Now, this thing right here is on my nerves. And it goes back to how the mindset and the decisions that our children are making, and we have to be accountable for it because it's leading to their demise. Have you all seen this fire challenge?
Pause.
We'll be right back. The fire challenge. We'll talk about it. TM Hyman Radio Live.
Dumbass generation.
I think I'll get to
917-889-3926, 1014 p.m. on the East Coast, 714 on the West Coast, and then the words of my girl, CeeLo Strong Chin. Everybody in the middle, figure the damn thing out. Check it. That was Beyonce with Partition. Oh, man. I like to drive both the Partition on that ride in the back of that limo. You see what she had on last night in the VMA?
God, did you see her concert smart. That she performed
much
last
respect.
Night? That was, yeah, that was a concert.
I know, that's why I ain't buy tickets for the On the Run concert. I knew that was coming. You know what I'm saying? Oh yeah, so mind you, they're gonna be having that On the Run tour on HBO. Yeah, that, you know, whatever. All I'm saying in the words of Reverend Brown from Coming to America, there's a God somewhere.
Amen.
Can you dig it?
I don't like you.
Can you dig it?
Right now. Hell,
hey. But yeah, man, let's bring it back full circle on that, back to the Mike Brown thing, man. We left off on a pretty some pretty good points we were making a second ago. I don't know, we were talking behind the scenes a little bit too, but I mean, I can't see because I'm a little emotional when it comes to this thing.
Our condolences. You speak with diplomacy.
Our
condolences absolutely extended to the family of Michael Brown. You know, his parents appear to me to be, you know, our age, you know.
Yeah.
You know, they appear to, I mean, anyone who's, I'm not sure what the young man's age was. He was a teenager.
He was 18.
You know,
18.
Okay, so, I mean, all of us are definitely old enough to have an 18-year-old.
My kids are just past that, actually.
Woo!
One more so than the other. That's
so,
right.
The element that I think is so devastating here is the fact that in our culture, we are quick to call somebody that is not biologically related to us family or our cousin or our brother or our sister.
Uh-huh. Uncle.
Because it's easy for us to establish relationships when we trust one another. And what is taking place has broken a lot of trust and has made a lot of people fearful. And when people are fearful, they act out. We really need to engage those who are in positions of power, because if we don't get this under control, the potential of armored tanks being on American streets looking like Iran or Baghdad or Israel is so real, because that's what Ferguson looked like when it first popped off. It looked like the streets of Baghdad.
Right.
But the
here,
difference
here,
was
Dad.
the people who were out there looked like me.
Uh-huh.
If we don't get these issues under control in America, that's what our future beholds. My pastor recently made a statement, and I was a little taken aback by the statement, but he's just real. He said that the hand of the enemy is prevailing around us, and our families are dissipating right before our very eyes. And it's up to us to take control of what's going on. We're obligated to not just sit back and watch it, but take control of what's going on, because if we don't influence it, then it's going to influence us. Ladies and gentlemen, we are Michael Brown on this show. And tonight we wanted to bring perspective and just share our sentiments. Again, all of this is taking place while we've been off the air, but we're back. Sorry to come back so serious, but this is a serious topic that impacts us and our community. And we're all about us and our community here on PM Hino Radio Live. It's 9:19. Hey, coming up, we got entertainment news out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Madam CeeLo Boston.
I think he's about to call me CeeLo. It was so sweet.
He had to say it three times.
Right.
Madam CeeLo Boston.
Wow.
Hey,
Hey, I just want to give big kudos and shout out to my man Chef JR. He's going to be on that next season of Hell's Kitchen. My man that started the Kitchen Cray movement. Cat to our DJ for Chef JoJo. Chef JoJo on the, you know, on the phone with us a couple months ago, whatever.
Hey, big up Chef JoJo.
Yeah, man, no doubt. My man Chef JR, he's going to be on the new season for Hell's Kitchen. So check out for him. I think it starts up September 10th. Just shouting him out or whatever, man.
We need the chef. Girl. Dave, we need the chef back on to hook us up with some game day recipes that are stunning.
The Rock cupcakes.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
Oh, you know what? And they got a pastry specialist, too. I can get in contact with my man and get him on there, too. Absolutely.
I wasn't thinking Ciroc cupcakes, but I ain't mad at Hot Chocolate. Hey, we'll be right back.
Young Moolah, baby.
You thought it was over?
I wasn't born last night. I know these names ain't right. But you was blowing up her phone last night. But she ain't have a ring or not her ring on last night. Ooh, that's that nerve. Why give a bitch your heart when she rather have a purse? Why give a bitch an inch when she rather have nine? You know how the game goes. She be mine by halftime. Ooh, that's that nerve. You all about her and she all about her. Birdman, Junior and this bitch, no flamingos. And I done did every day but trust these hoes.
See me from Rip.
When I reach the room, won't you? And your niggas can't do nothing for you.
His appeal has been rejected. You're going to have to stay in there until October. And
the crazy thing is Meek Mill, I don't know if y'all been following his story, but he was arrested for like a probation violation. But the judge accused him of making, you know, show dates. But, you know, show dates so he can get paid. Well, that violated his probation, so he had to stay in until October. So no dice.
Wow.
No dice. Yeah, that's crazy.
They're finding anything, man. Damn.
Look, look, Young Jeezy, he just got arrested yesterday.
He's wild.
For his performance. Because somebody in Wiz Khalifa's camp got shot. So they were doing like a full-on searching everybody, and they found weapons on the tour bus. So Jeezy got hauled in, and a couple of other people from his camp got hauled in. And, you know, as I get updates on that, he's still locked up as far as I know. But, you know, I'll keep y'all up on that. I get with Jeezy. He's cool.
Is he still a Def Jam head?
Yes, I think he is.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But it should be his last album with Def Jam, I would imagine.
A label head.
No.
Okay.
Maybe of his own, but not, yeah.
Gotcha.
Well, speaking of label heads, that was a good segue. Shiv Knight, he was shot at a VMA party.
Do y'all really believe that? I don't know if I believe that.
So was he shot or was he shot at?
No, he got shot 6 times.
Damn.
You're saying he's in intensive care.
Right.
Crazy.
Somebody sent me this video. I was watching this video of him. It was TMZ. It actually had got footage of it. And they showed him getting in the back of the police car, not being put in the back of the police car, but they let him sit in there until the ambulance got there. Then they put him on a stretcher and took him off to the hospital. So, and it was, he was at a party that was being hosted by, I know one for sure, Chris Brown. I'm not sure who the other person was. But either way, he was shot at the party, and they said they think he was the intended target because of the amount of time that he got shot.
I hope so. I mean, not I hope so, but I mean, I hope they got it right. You know, they thought it was somebody else and thought it was him. You can't mistake. Sure.
For sure. Well, now let's go on to some clown. This is some clowning. I swear, 50 Cent is funny as hell to me. I don't know. Feel about him, but 50 challenged Floyd Mayweather to read one page of Harry Potter. Without messing up, stuttering, or pausing a long time, and he would donate $750,000 to any charity he wanted. Forget the ice bucket.
See, I don't know how I feel about this whole thing, because I feel like he is a clown, but I feel like adults who aren't able to read and write and have literacy issues, I feel like that's a really sensitive issue in our community.
I third that emotion, that you're absolutely right. I'm simply laughing at 50 because he is a clown.
He's a clown, son.
Okay, so now this is the part, and see, I feel sorry for it. I mean, I hear you, Regina, but Floyd responds by taking pictures of checks that were signed. $72 billion.
Thank you.
City responds like, those are numbers. Like, still, you ain't read nothing. The checks that were written to him were from Golden Boy. And, you know, Golden Boy is Oscar De La Hoya. And he was like, oh, so what, you work for Oscar now? So, I mean, yeah. How do you respond back with checks? That doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean.
I mean, the checks weren't the only response. Another response that he sent out, I want to say to an earlier comment when this whole thing first started, was that he would see whatever the amount that 50 was going to and raise him more if 50 could get a picture or a video of his son, Marquise. saying that he loved him. Now that
no, that's below. Now that's below the belt.
I mean, you go for my literacy issue. I go for your, bad parenting. Like, it's too much.
Yeah.
It's too much.
But that's sad, though. Yeah. That's the sad part about it. Is the only thing you go after this man is his kids.
It's too much.
Did you guys hear the audio that Charlamagne Tha God released?
Yes. Yeah, on the Breakfast Club, and it of Floyd Mayweather trying to read a drop that Charlamagne read in like 10 seconds, Yes, it took him well over 3 minutes.
But that's
maybe
what I'm saying, though, man. It's like I'm not condoning these actions.
That's not funny.
It's not funny. But I'm just saying, though, Duke, he talks a lot of smack about how he got this and how he got that.
Yeah.
He, you know what I'm saying? He got the double R's on his car, the Rolls Royce, but he got the triple R's. He ain't got the read and write and arithmetic part down.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
And I mean, it's like that's a problem there. That's a problem there. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, entertainment and national news has been brought to us tonight, Madam CeeLo Boston out of Charlotte, North Carolina, because we didn't turn that piece into a show.
It's my last one.
Oh,
Beyonce. Okay, listen. No, and it's not ratchet either. Beyonce and Jay-Z.
It's not ratchet
either.
Put
the divorce rumors to rest. Seemingly, by Jay-Z presented Beyonce with the Video Vanguard Award, her Lifetime Achievement Award. And then brought the baby up there and everything, and kissed in front of everybody, and all is well in the household of Darion. And that's all I have.
Oh my!
Allegedly.
Madam CeeLo Boston, live out of Charlotte with our entertainment and national news. Hey, again, Power Couples Ball jumping off Saturday, September the 6th, Grand Hyatt Tampa, admission $75 per person. Hey, check out Daryl and Tampa Bay Tammy at 813-842-3212, today, where you can actually purchase tickets. And you can also log on to n-touchnews.com. N, that's the letter N, -touchnews.com. Hey, James out of VA still standing by. Coming up, we got Adult Talk with Save James. Hey, James, man.
Huh?
Thanks for standing by. I know you've heard a lot over the last hour. Hey, go ahead and weigh in, man. I know you had a comment. Go ahead.
As far as like that whole Floyd Mayweather 50 Cent deal, I mean, wouldn't you rather be able to say I is rich than I am broke?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's the whole attitude.
I
definitely would rather be as rich than be worried about, all the other stuff. So, Floyd is gonna live his life, that's what he's
so
supposed to
be. Because he's rich, he's not supposed to be able to read and write well. No one should be concerned because he can't do that.
I want to
because he's worth $75 million or whatever.
Hey, I want to be the chick that he's standing there. Can you read my menu for me? Yes, $4,000.
Oh, no. Oh, wow.
You got the menu with the pictures? Give me, ma'am. Oh my God.
Listen. I mean, I take illiteracy like seriously. I mean, I know grown people that can't read that I've actually
so do I.
sat side naturally help. You know, I mean for real. I actually tutor a grown man right now who has like four little kids who need him to help do homework, and he can't help them. And so, I mean, literacy is real. I mean, and you really can't tell what it looks like, because there's a lot of entertainers you would be thoroughly surprised to know can't read. But they is rich.
They sure is.
You know,
rich.
The key to it,
he can't read very well. Damon St. John, he's like, you know, I don't read very much because I just don't read well. And I'm like, wow, but you know how to make money. You know.
Yeah, I mean, because some people don't see
America,
the reason
right?
to break the cycle. You got to break the cycle. Some people don't. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, America has this really weird thing going on with money. Like, money does seem to make everything okay. I was thinking, like, the movie Wolf of Wall Street. The movie is all about sex and drugs and money the whole time, and then he finally goes to jail, and he goes to a federal penitentiary for rich white criminals that make these white-collar crimes, and they got tennis courts and fitness centers and all of these nice amenities. And, you know, after he got out of jail, he gets a job on, like, these paid television things, being a motivational speaker, because everybody, if they could just, you know, come out and hear this guy that's made all these millions of dollars, they might just get a little spark as to how they might, too, be able to make all these millions of dollars. So, you know, everybody wants to hear his story. So it's just amazing. That's just the way America seems to work. You know, money seems to rule. I mean, those police out there, you know, because I'm thinking, like, with the Darren Wilson, Michael Brown scenario, where Darren Wilson, you know, has all of these supporters, but look at who he has. He has the Fraternal Order of Police behind him and a lot of established organizations with professionals behind them that are able to go ahead and just send that money in. And a reason why, you know, Michael Brown, they haven't raised that much money is, I mean, well, I'll say myself, I didn't even look to see if I could send any money. And I think a lot of people probably in the situation where, as we said, well, I haven't heard much about anybody accepting money. I haven't even had the thought to try to send any money, to be honest. You know, I got my own situations going on out here. And I look forward to, you know, the government out there being able to do their job versus, you know, what more money do we need, you know, in order to get justice? Everything is supposed to be in place for that already. And then, like we say, it's not even necessarily about just justice. It's about, you know, we have these situations out here amongst us in our community where, you know, being harassed by the police. I mean, when I was 16 years old, I can recall being in my own neighborhood and police officers that are not from my neighborhood, and I had never even seen come to my elementary school to read us a story, you know what I mean, or coming out telling me what to do in my neighborhood. They want me to come over here, and they want to search me, and they didn't find anything, and at the end of it, I couldn't help but feel harassed, because why did I just have to go through being searched and everything, crossing the street in my own neighborhood? And I'm sure that, you know, the white people that we can think of that are standing behind the police, they've never seen this side of the police to understand that, you know, they're not always riding through the neighborhood seeing who they can help, you know, or what kind of cat or something they can get out of the tree. You know, I'm wondering in the situation, you know, being that, you know, they have the television show, like I said, the first 48 earlier, where, you know, they talk about this. If they don't get this information in the first 48 hours, typically they're not going to be able to solve this crime. I want to know what was in the police officer's system. Are they holding him up because maybe he was on something that made him be a little bit more aggressive when he was out here riding around? Like, there should be, you know, like, that's the reason why he should have a day in court, not just some private investigation where the police department, well, why are they being so secretive? Why are they trying to uncover all the facts amongst themselves? Normally, when an investigation is going on, you know, like with O.J. Simpson and the rest of them, while they were
investigating,
that's
how they've done business out there. That's how they've done business out there.
The way they want. Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm glad that, you know, under even under this much scrutiny, because you said earlier, like, why hasn't the federal government just taken over? Well, for the same reason why in Colorado marijuana is legal and in Virginia it's not, because the federal government can only these general guidelines out there as to how this thing is supposed to work in America, but these local areas really have the last say a lot of times on their own law.
Well, James, you know what, bro? I think since you're talking about marijuana, you stepped over into some adult talk. Ladies and gentlemen, that dude, Stay James.
Damn right. Thank you, Brother James, on the other side of the call. You are helping me out immensely without having to cross that boundary by myself. Thank you again. But this conversation that we're going to hold now isn't going to be about marijuana, not this time. Maybe in the near the immediate future, but not this time. But I do have a question that should provoke some lively commentary, I believe. I had this conversation not too long ago with a few people, you know, just randomly, but it wasn't too long ago. And the question came up, when you're in a steady relationship with somebody, when would be a proper time frame to stop using rubbers?
Wow.
Wow is right.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. When is the proper time? And being that this is
going towards the end of the show, you know, I know this can take a lot of different avenues, and things can be case sensitive. Some people could have a set of parameters to which they believe.
Yo, you fast forwarded to Wednesday already. You just like fast forwarded to
Wednesday. I'm just saying because I just understand the dearth of knowledge that and perspective that the folks that
to get to it, brother. I say when you're married.
Yeah. I have to agree.
Word?
That's okay, how it's supposed to be, yeah.
Yeah.
In 2014, when you're married.
Yeah. That's the proper answer to say. But in all actuality, how long does it normally take you to throw those rubbers away?
I think it depends on how mature you are.
How mature you are and who the person is that you're dealing with.
I think if we had college students to tune in the dial in right now, a college student, when I was in college, my answer would be very different from my answer today. I will say 10, not even 10 years ago, I'll say 5 years ago, my answer would be different than my answer is today. Just 5 years ago.
What would your answer be? How's my answer?
I think for me, probably up until about 5 years ago, we got this thing. Men got this thing where we think we can tell based on how she looks. It's like, her over there, her over there, I could do that with no rubber. Just based on, you know, from the corner. But soon I found out that everything that glitters ain't gold. Because I didn't caught a rash from something that looked good that wasn't good.
And that you ain't paid attention to at all. You supposed to have done your research a little bit better.
She looked like somebody that you didn't have to use a condom with. But at the end of the day,
what does that look like, though?
My brothers, that's the question. What does that look like? I'm here to tell you that you can't tell. Stop playing. Therefore, you have to do that until you are married. That's the safest route for me. Again, we want to hear from you, 917-889-3926. They jump on it in the last few minutes because, yo, this dude is wildin'.
He went all the way to the left, didn't he?
I'm just asking a question. I'm just saying, you know,
it's a good question.
I'm just asking a question, you know. I like to hear everybody else's perspective
let James out of PA comment. James, you got the question. What's your comment tonight, bro?
Well, I mean, you know, with the whole, like you said, I probably have one way that I have to be, you know, honest about, you know, my youth and, you know, how I was so anxious to go ahead and feel what it was like, you know, without anything, you know, it wouldn't take but for the condom to break, and I was good. I'm going to go ahead and see what
that was your excuse.
An excuse, absolutely.
That's all I needed was the condom to break, and I'm going ahead and I'm a free rider. that's
it.
Nowadays, oh, pray to God that the condom don't break. Matter of fact, I pray to God that she's down with head. You know what I mean? We might not even have to go there for real.
Wow.
Wow.
Outer course, hey, yes. I promote outer course amongst my children. You save intercourse when you can afford to have a family or something. You know?
I know. Did she say outer course?
Yes, he did.
Outer course. We know what intercourse is. You know, where we actually have, you know, the actual penis penetrating and going into the vagina. We have to have intercourse. And then we have outer course. Everything else, all the rest of the sex that goes on it, that when you have an orgasm, it feels wonderful. It's guilt-free.
Oh, wow. Doesn't it?
It sure does.
All right.
Guilt-free orgasm. Yes.
I've been educated on outer course.
Okay. I wish I could take.
Oh yeah, these kids out here today. They are kind of aware because I mean they use these terms. I had my children over the summer, and I got one that's 13. You know, about to turn 14 here in November, and these are some of the terms that they were using that they've been exposed to in health class and things of that nature. And I say, you know what, I'm down with that. I'm gonna go ahead and promote this because you know abstinence is one thing, and we would definitely love to say, don't you have any sex at all? Forever until you get to college or you get grown or, you know, we really can't really fathom what time it is because, I mean, I was trying to kiss girls when I was 10, you know, and then by the time I was his age, I was definitely into kissing and touching and things of that nature. And, you know, like we know by the time high school came, go ahead and lose that virginity, you know what I mean, in the first year. So I'm not trying to have them on pace with me because I feel like, you know, children that I grew up with and everything, we were a little faster than my children, you know, at least from what I can see at this point. You know what I mean? We were really, really, really interested in, you know, sex and getting it on and all of that. And say that they're so much less interested, but they do have a lot of other interests and different things, you know. And I remember we did have the free time of Military Circle stayed open till 10 o'clock and, you know, free range, walking back and forth between the mall, flippers, putt-putt, and all these different activities were different when we were younger. So, you know, I think we kind of messed it up for the kids to be able to do certain things past a certain point of time that even, you know, leave them as exposed as maybe we were. I don't know. I mean, it don't take long. I let my pit bull, you know, while I was in room and, you know, she got pregnant right away. So, you know, it don't take but a minute, you know.
Throwback, old school, throwback. Hey, what was y'all doing when this joint was rocking? Hey, we'll be right back. Rob Bass, It Takes Two. Reason why, man, I don't know, so let's go, cause
TM Hyman Radio Live. We are back with the last few minutes of the show. And that song was right on target because it does take two to make a thing go right. And we were, it's, what is it, 10:50 now? And we were talking on the subject of adult talk, asking the question of when is it safe or when is it, I say, applicable to stop using the condoms. Hopefully you're using condoms upon first contact with the other partner. But, you know, for those that are, when is it safe to get rid of them? Well, I heard one answer saying, you know, when you get married. And I haven't quite heard from the female side of it all. And I'd like to hear from
I did answer, and I agree with the until you're married part. I too can say that I didn't make some not so wise choices in my younger day. But yeah, it should be when you're married. And I mean, I actually have a friend who's been married to the same man for 9 years, and they still use them?
Out of your mind. You're out of your mind.
Well, if they don't have kids, I can see why.
Totally absurd.
No, that's not the that would be the best reason at this point, but it's not.
What is it then?
Her reasoning is that she feels as though, not necessarily that he's cheating, but she doesn't want to take the chance of getting anything at all. And it's not that she doesn't trust him. She just didn't want to take that chance.
You're giving him a license. You're giving him a license to steal.
Leave him then, because that's ridiculous. That means you're going to be stressed out for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's absurd.
I mean, to me, it seems as though she's just really looking out for both of their health. And I can kind of see her perspective.
Wait a minute. Why's it got to be him that's cheating?
I'm not laying any blame on who could do what. I'm giving you her reasoning and her perspective. For anything further, you would have to check a young lady.
Whatever. She's covering her own ass. Give me that. Anyway.
I don't think I'd say that.
I know. I'm just saying it don't got to be on the man all the time. But
no, it
Philo,
doesn't.
What you got to say, Philo? Because y'all better liars than us anyway. What you got to say, Philo?
Whatever.
Hold on. First of all, the fact that you're going to preface my comments with liars, though.
With liars, right.
Hey, I'm sorry. I'll see you
when I see you, son.
All
so,
I'm saying is a kick dog will bark, man. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, it's
lunch
time.
Lord.
Call me a dog one more time. It's me and you. So look,
10:53. This is the crazy.
Thank you.
Hey, we back. We are back. We up in here. Yo, we are here. Thanks for rocking with us, everybody. Go ahead, Boston.
I think that it should be a mutual agreement between the two partners. At first I said, when you get married, but what if you're in a partnership with someone and you don't want to get married, but you want to be with this person for the rest of your life? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Not
okay,
everybody.
Answer this question right here for me. Have you gone to the doctor with the person?
Right. Now, that's a good thing to do, though, like at the very beginning of a relationship.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But who's really going to the doctor, though? Because I'm like, if somebody invites
me
to the doctor, I'm going to be a little offended if you invite me to the doctor.
Well, you're not mature enough to deal with sexually anyway, then.
Maybe.
That's maybe. Good God. Okay,
I mean, but that is a part of sexual maturity, being able to openly and honestly discuss your status.
Oh,
right.
I totally agree. I'm just being the devil's advocate. You know, in this particular instance, understand, I stated at the onset, you have to be mature about it.
Yeah.
And I am that mature person today, but again, I'm going to at least give myself and be honest, say 5 years ago, I wasn't as mature as I am today, and I can tell you that I can attribute it all to just growing spiritually.
Yeah.
Understandable.
Word.
I mean,
well, good.
Just,
well, good for y'all.
Because, I mean, I didn't get a
Yo, you're crazy.
Until I was in a monogamous relationship.
That
shit blew my mind. So stupid. I can't stand y'all.
I'm just saying, y'all got crazy the way to marriage.
No,
I mean,
but
again,
I didn't say I haven't gone
another way. I mean, again, been there, done that. But what I would advise my sons today, what I would advise those as close to me today in this ratchet society, absolutely, till you're married. And when you don't, you're taking a risk of something hazardous or toxic today.
I dig it. I dig it 125%. But I dig where you're coming from. I'll probably tell my son the same thing. I mean, I tell everybody who I know that's younger than me that's just starting to learn this life, strap up. Because, I mean, that's one thing that I did. You know what I'm saying? I'm proud to say I've never had any kind of STD in my life. I never had a UTI. In my life.
Let's do this, because adult conversation has spun off into a topic that really shouldn't necessarily be connected to tonight's topic. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to pause, recap for you, ladies and gentlemen, at 10:56, and we're going to continue this conversation into Hump Day Wednesday, because the question is a potent question. We're going to give you an opportunity to chime in. Again, 917-889-3926. We want to hear from you. And we're back, the whole crew. Tonight's topic, I am Michael Brown. We take the situation with African-American, and I'm going to include Hispanic males in this country. It's an epidemic at this point, specifically with African-American males. It has to change. Closing comments in reference to tonight's topic. We see y'all back on Wednesday, same time, 9 p.m. Crew, closing comments. This has been a good one. Welcome back.
Yes, it has. And, yes, welcome back, everybody. Look, yes, whatever you do, do it well.
Oh, yes, my turn. Yeah, man. Grow a beard, man. It's beard season. Beard gang in full effect, man. Let's get it.
Rest in peace again to the family and friends of Michael Brown, Ferguson, Missouri. Do not let your protesting, your quiet, nonviolent protesting, any of the protesting, don't let it be in vain. Let this young man and his family have their time to be able to mourn and to bury him, and we'll get to the situation at hand with level heads.
We are
that team, that crew, that network, TM Hyman Radio, the General himself, your girl Hot Chocolate, Dave James, Madam CeeLo Boston, Toya. Thank you for joining us. See you on Wednesday. Hump Day.
Here we go. No reason again.
Dead game.
Still it's no place I'd rather be in the end, but right here I stare in your bright eye. Going back and forth like a leap. I saying different things knowing we lie. No limit to the sky long as we fly.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk. Talk radio show.
TM Hyman Live. Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live. Talk Radio Show.